Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com. Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The mother having some issue with the way that they raided the house. And I, you and Mark Garagos were having a debate on that the other night. I believe it was on Cuomo. Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting one because I've heard it from many people, too, of, you know, did they go too far in that raid? I mean, they had the big armored vehicles. It looks like they're going in for war. But, I mean, we're talking again. The family, the kids, the allegations are they had an affinity for guns and a lot of drugs. So I imagine a raid, if not gone in at that level, could have turned into a standoff or something going really, really bad, especially if his kids are on something and have weapons.
That's exactly right. If they would have surrounded the house and asked them to come out, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that could have ended so negatively. Imagine if they didn't come out. Now you have a standoff like Waco that could have occurred, a big compound with people with, and then some people and law enforcement, we know this, people take hostages. I'm not saying this would have happened, mm-hmm. but you have to count on the worst possible scenario. They get into what we call barricade situations that can last forever. And it becomes a nightmare. This was their only way that this should have been handled. This is just not negotiable.
Yeah.
The other reason I say that is from the other side of it. You know, now working at expert witness work, can you imagine these individuals if something would have gone wrong and they didn't have the SWAT team and they weren't as well prepared as they were? I mean, they went swiftly through that house. You can tell they had the blueprints. You can tell they practiced. They just moved perfectly through that house. They did everything by the book. And if something would have gone wrong, everything they did would have been under a microscope. And so if you just would have willy-nilly thrown in agents that weren't tactically trained, that would have been a mess. Or if you would have had a standoff, can you imagine a standoff? What that would have yielded in terms of time, expense, people possibly getting hurt? So they did it right. They did it by the book, period. And there was no ulterior motive other than getting in and out swiftly.
Sure. Let's talk about the actual raid itself and what they were looking for. Obviously, there's an affidavit somewhere that says, here's what we're going after. We haven't seen it yet. But when they did go in there, how difficult is it to find those sort of things? I mean, you're talking, I don't know what the square footage of these homes are, but they're freaking huge. And I'm imagining if you have this sort of material that they're looking for, it's probably not just sitting on the kitchen counter somewhere, with a big thumb drive that says, you know, Diddy sex videos. Although, wouldn't that be hilarious if we find out, like, this is what, it was right there next to the toaster. But I'm guessing it's probably somewhere a bit hidden away. How do you go into something like that and effectively find it? Obviously, a lot of things get torn up, but is that just it? It's kind of like just start ripping things apart and keep looking, or do they have some information going in as to it's probably in this bedroom or it's probably here or there?
Well, I could tell you how the Bureau does it, and it's so well organized. The first thing, once the residence is in command and control of law enforcement, at that point, then the first thing is photographs are taken of every room and every thing mm-hmm. in there. In addition, there's a sketch artist, because sometimes photos don't really give the exact dimensions and feel for a room. So sketches would be made of every single room. Each room would be given a designated letter. And that letter would, you know, so now the living room is A, so that when materials are collected, you know exactly where it came from. There would be one designated collector of the evidence, even though lots of people would be searching. That collector would then go to the room where the evidence is found and take that evidence into custody for chain purposes. So when they're looking, there is nothing that will be left unturned. They're going to look in the attic, in basements, in crawl spaces, in every possible place where I'm sure they had on their warrant papers, and pretty much a paper can be anywhere. Mm-hmm. So that's going to give them the ability to look every place in those mansions.
I'm going to guess a lot of the things they were looking for were digital. I mean, that's just my speculation, especially if they're looking for these tapes, these sex tapes, these security tapes, these allegations that all of these things were on record somewhere with Diddy. When you're going in and looking for that, obviously, if you're just, you know, looking at a computer, you have no idea what's on it, or a thumb drive or whatnot. Do you just basically go in and then take every piece of electronic equipment that would be holding that or potentially holding that sort of material to go and review? Or do you have to say it's on this piece that we're going to take?
100%, they're taking everything. Mm-hmm. Any digital device, assuming that was listed in the search warrant, they get to take any and all digital electronics. I think there's an actual picture of it. Looks like they just removed the video system right out of the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've seen that picture. So, they get to take everything. And they'll sort it out later. If they had to go through all that digital evidence there, they'd still be there, and they'd be there for months.
So sure.
They take it all, ferret it all out, mirror image, meaning if they can, and then they return the devices typically to the people once it's completely mirrored.
Mm-hmm.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.